Congratulations, champion. You just completed the first season of the Dungeon Crawler Carl Audio Immersion Tunnel. Only true champions know what it means to finish on top. True champions like you. This has been Episode 8, A Betrayal Most Foul. The Boring Corporation hopes you enjoyed listening as much as they enjoyed creating this legendary version of the galaxy's greatest program for you. Do you want a second season of the Audio Immersion Tunnel? Then go spread the word to make Season 2 happen. Share your thoughts on social media, Reddit, on r/DungeonCrawlerCarl, and everywhere else Dungeon Crawler Carl and Lit RPG fans can be found. If you think you've got what it takes to be the best, then you need access to even more rigorous training. Lucky for you, Matt Dinneman and Sound Booth Theater have another production that'll kick your ass worse than what I did to Jegbarth in our season of The Crawl. You need to listen to the cinematic audio version of Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon. It's pretty fucked up, man, but it'll harden you into the kind of competitor that can handle anything The Crawl throws at you. The entire 12-episode series is available here on soundbooththeater.com and on the SBT Direct app. Written by Matt Dinneman and with Jeff Hayes leading the way as narrator and director, Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon has the same team that handled production for this immersion tunnel. You'll definitely regret listening to it, but you'll regret it even more if you don't. The Dungeon Crawler Carl Audio Immersion Tunnel was written by Matt Dinneman, with bonus material written by Ben Wolf, featuring Justin Thomas James as the Chill AI and yours truly, Shrek, Dory Sachs as Zev, Andrea Parsno as Agatha, Tiana Camacho as Odette, Will Watt as Barnabas Coswell, Lori Catherine Winkle as Cascadia, Gary Furlong as Ralph, and Annie Ellicott as Princess Donut's Cat Sounds. Music written and performed by Jeff Hayes, Eddie Zach, Aaron J. Morton, Justin Thomas James, and Ahmed Mahmoud. Drums performed by Joey Hanna. And special keyboard guest, Brockett Parsons. Music production by Aaron J. Morton, Justin Thomas James, Eddie Zach, and Ahmed Mahmoud. Sound design by Ahmed Mahmoud. Additional sound design by Richard Smith and Augustine Jacob. Editing and mastering by Ahmed Mahmoud. Script editing by Nicholas LeGrand. Narrated and directed by Jeff Hayes. If you're like me and can never satisfy your desire to win, and if your pursuit of greatness means you love reading and listening to books with video game or progression elements, I recommend you take the plunge into the game-lit and lit RPG genres of books. You can find several Facebook groups dedicated to talking about and finding amazing video game fiction. Search for the Gamelit Society, Lit RPG Legion, Lit RPG Books, or the original Lit RPG Group. You can also find more on r/LitRPG on Reddit, and definitely join our community at r/DungeonCrawlerCarl too. Don't be a Jegbarth and give up early. Start chasing your dreams of becoming a champion with other like-minded crawlers today. Text copyright 2023 by Matt Dinneman. Production copyright 2024 by Sound Booth Theater. A Sound Booth Theater and Boren Corporation production.
I'm good, baby.
You doing good?
Yeah, you sound like great. Just want you to know that it ain't all negative. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
When you're not talking mess.
Well, you know what? Sometimes, you know, you gotta talk mess.
Yeah, I understand. It's all in good fun.
You just gotta talk mess.
It's all in good fun.
Sometimes I'll be surrounded
all...
by it on this show.
I'm saying,
there are some elements.
I understand. Elements. Do you need me to read a sin?
What are you gonna read?
I can read a sin. That's Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay.
You read a sin. Right on the teleprompter, right there.
Thank you. I know where it is.
No question, she's unique, and she has a knack for killing things, despite being so young.
I've known crawlers like her. She's either gonna burn hot and burn out early, or she'll go very, very far into this game.
Mm-hmm, that's a fact. I can tell you from championship experience that that's a fact.
You can see right here, she's got two Earth Dogs with her. Watch as they rip this Mega Ratnip mob to pieces in seconds.
Smart play.
Mm-hmm.
She got most of the experience for the kill, even though the dogs did all the work.
Later, she acquires some great loot, and her dogs got some impressive upgrades too.
Still early in the game, but she already looks like a seasoned crawler. That mace is no joke.
Sure.
That glowing silver armor under her jersey can repel a Gorgon's tail spike outright.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. CeCe's armor's solid, too, as far as pet protection goes.
That's right, that's right. Gotta admit, I'm a little jealous of Gustavo III's ability to shoot lightning when he barks.
What are you jealous for? Your bark has always been far worse than your bite.
Oh, look, I'm about to come over there and bite your bulbous alien head off.
Don't know how
you'll
that
find
would
out
end.
Exactly.
You get embarrassed.
You'll find out exactly how bad my bite is.
Mm-mm. You're gonna get embarrassed. Again. Just saying like it is.
Whatever.
That's it. That's it, Jagbar. You wanna try it? What are you jealous for? Your bark has always been far worse than your bite.
I'm about to come over there and bite your bulbous alien head off. Mm. You'll find out exactly how bad my bite is.
Both know how that would end. You'd get embarrassed. Again.
Yeah, I don't think getting embarrassed.
I'm telling you how it is. I'm just telling you like it is.
Shut your mouth, okay?
I'll shut my mouth when you shut your face.
I don't get paid enough to deal with you.
It's easy. You know, I got this job first. So,
only thing easy is me biting your head. That's the only thing that's gonna be easy around here.
I'm the reason that people are watching this show in the first place. You just do whatever you wanna do, and they just kick you off the show, and then that's it. That's it. That's easy, but I don't really want you to go, because, I mean, you're like a brother, but.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Still
go ahead, say what's, get off the chest.
Still
go ahead, say what
ass.
You got to say.
That's exactly right, Kevin. With just over 3.5 million crawlers still in the game, it's no surprise that a few got caught up in some of those snares.
Pretty hard to defend yourself when you're hanging upside down, or one of your arms is on fire because you stuck your hand into the wrong glory hole. You gotta watch where you step. That's Dungeon Crawler 101.
Those teaser tiles are no joke. They look like regular floor tiles until you step on one,
uh-huh.
And then, boom!
Oof.
They didn't have those when I was a crawler.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm. But that Lucia Mar kid is cruising through the dungeon.
That's right.
Reminds me of me.
It's those dogs of hers. They're making it too easy for her.
You're only saying that because you're a dog.
I'm saying it because it's true. You got that Sam Marauder as a pet on the second floor.
Oh.
Helped you smash through pretty much everything you ran into. And for the record, I chose a wolf race, not a dog race.
Wolves are dogs, Jagbar.
Mm-mm. It's not the same thing, and you know it.
Talking at me ain't gonna change the truth.
Whatever. The way she rips through those crimson blood gorges is pretty impressive, especially for a kid her age.
Impressive isn't strong enough a word. I haven't seen bloodlust like that so early in a season since Skimper Belvart chomped his way through the dungeon.
Mm-hmm. Skimper was overpowered because of a game exploit. They patched it after his season. That could never happen again.
You say that like I don't know how the game works, Jake. Remember who made it farther than you in our season? It was me.
Now, get some new material. You only got that one point. You sound like a world of disc stuck on repeat.
Go ahead. Whine about it like always.
I ain't bringing nothing up. That was you. You brought that up. I ain't say nothing. I was minding my business, doing
I'm
my job,
you,
and here you come with that
like
mask.
Broken record player, Jake.
Broken record.
All the time. You keep bringing up the same thing.
Well, if you will get some new material, I will have
four
something
legs,
new to say
bark,
to you.
Real nice.
And your
that's
reductive,
all you, Jake,
repetitive nonsense that you keep spewing. Look, I don't get paid enough.
I already said it like it is.
Producer, pay me more. Pay me more right now. I'ma walk. I can't deal with this.
Let him walk.
You need me. You don't want. I ain't.
Let him walk.
See.
No.
This is why I talked about your mama. This right here. This is why I brought that up.
Here we go again.
Cause you acting a fool.
Broken record. Just like I say. Right, Kevin?
Take one or no one. It's those dogs of hers. They're making it too easy for her.
You're only saying that because you're a dog.
Man, I'm saying it because it's true. You got that Sam Marauder as a pet on the second floor. Helped you smash through pretty much everything you ran into. And for the record, I chose a wolf race, not a dog race.
Wolves are dogs, Jake Barr.
It's not the same thing, and you know it.
Barking at me ain't gonna change the truth.
I'll bark as much as I want.
Oh, yeah, you gonna bark on this show? I already told you not to. Producer said, you bark on that show, they're not gonna have it anymore.
Look here.
It makes it.
I'ma hold my tongue for now. We got a job to do. I'ma hold my tongue. Because for the sake of this business,
yep.
It's more prestigious than this. They don't deserve this.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
Doing your job for once.
Moving on.
Kind of like you were supposed to do your job in that season, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't you do it then, eh? You should have done something.
Ooh, Lord help me.
If you'd done your job back in floor 9, maybe we wouldn't be talking right now.
Keep me strong.
Yeah, after the show.
Woo!
After the show, Jake.
I'ma come at you.
Wherever
you know what?
Wanna,
after the show.
You want to meet?
Me and you.
What do you want to do? Come on.
After the show.
I'm here. Just let me know.
I'ma see you in catering.
It's because it's true. Go ahead and whine about it, like always.
I wasn't even whining. I wasn't even whining. I was whining. Speaking.
That's exactly. You was speaking.
Speaking is also
you
me, whining.
Give me a Webster's dictionary.
It's whining
someone
when I speak the truth.
Right here.
But when you speak
around
the truth, it's just the truth. Yeah. I'll say, okay,
definition.
All right. I'm beginning to understand how things work around here. Okay, I'm gonna see you in catering. We're gonna see.
I'm gonna
slap you upside the head with
can
a.
Someone
hoagie.
Turn this light
that's
off.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Can someone turn this light off?
Don't you turn my light?
Turn the light off. Yeah, up top.
Turn his off.
That's better.
It's gonna
stop
shining up his head.
This has been Inside the Dungeon Crawler World. My name is Shrek, and I do this show on my own. And it's a lot better that way. A lot fewer mama jokes. This place is respectful.
And I'm Jagboth, and he needs me, and he knows it. And he'll never admit it, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm the bigger man here. I'm the bigger man.
Big around the belt.
Sucker. Man, look. Look here. I gotta believe the system AI won't let them stay grouped up like that forever. Either that, or we can expect some parody coming up real quick.
Game compensates for advantages like this.
Uh-huh.
This party will get split, or they'll kill each other off.
No doubt.
The
no
AI
doubt.
Will pit them against a city boss that'll wipe them out. Dungeon always wins. Always.
That's facts.
More accurately, Heckler is taking down everything they've encountered so far. Everyone else in that party is just along for the ride.
That magical crossbow of hers is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get loot like that in our season until much later on.
For once, I agree with you, Jagboth. Both Heckler and Lucia Marr have gotten some insane loot early on, and it's made them all but unstoppable.
Always good to have someone you can trust early on.
Till they try to stab you in the back later in the game.
Damn, Shrek. You're really going through some shit right now, aren't you?
Stay on topic. I'm here to talk about the game. That's it.
I'm just looking out for you, fam.
No.
Look, I guess it's just a game at the end of the day. You are a person. And look,
I've been here for a long time.
I know sometimes we go through terrible things.
That's it. You know what? Sometimes people get stabbed in the back. That's just how it goes.
That's fair. Ain't nothing
wrong with that.
All right. Well,
you know,
we'll keep it on track.
I appreciate you talking to me. I appreciate, you know, everything that we've talked about so far.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, just so you know, some of us have been in the game longer. Some of us made it to floor 11. And some of us know that it's actually... sometimes your people get stabbed in the back. If you made it further,
you know,
you might have gotten to know that too.
Hello, friend, how's it going? I know we've been hanging out, but I don't think I've asked you lately. How have you been coping? Do you like to play Cards Against Humanity on humanity's last day? Shouldn't it be over? That's what I was told. After kingdom come, but where did kingdom go? But all I need at the end of the day is a friend like you and a reason to stay. Let's watch the sunrise, or is that an asteroid? Maybe now it'll end on a high note with my friend. I've got a picnic waiting on the broken lot digging. I think I'm alright. If it starts to flood, then we'll start skipping stones. I think I'm alright. I think I'm alright.